Klaus was standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So the Rashi says, in the beginning he says, that Moshe was mechanis them to bring him into a bris. Then he says, Alpiderech HaDrasha, he says, Dovach, Atam Nitzavim, Lefisha Yisrael Yitzim Yiparnas Leparnas, Moshe Yeshua, because Klai Yisrael was going out from one parnas to another parnas, from Moshe to Yeshua, Lefikach Osa Yisrael Matzeva Kedei Lazarzam. That's why he made a Matzeva Kedei Lazarzam. V'chein Osa Yeshua, V'chein Shmuel, Isyatsu V'eshbeta, Eschem, K'she Yotzu Miyad Yichzi Yad Yishol Shol. So Rashi means to say, the Pashup Shat in Rashi is that it's always difficult to adjust to Nuan Haga, and you need to tell people, Rabbi Sai, there's a Nuan Haga here, you have to get used to it, and you have to go with it, and so on and so forth. It's sort of to encourage them to accept the Nuan Haga and to go with the Nuan Haga. That's the Pashup Shat here. But Rashi is specifically being magish the word Matseva, Nitzavim, Matseva, that this type of hanhaga is called, this type of ceremony is called hanhaga of Matseva, Nitzavim, Matseva, and that's in every pasuk he calls like that, Siyatsu Veshvateschem, and so on. Lechura, I mean, has nothing to do, if the word Nitzavim is strange, because the word Rashi is being madgish, is Atem Nitzavim. If Rashi wanted to speak about the whole parasha, it was at Atem Nitzavim v'chulu. In other words, this whole parasha here was, the purpose was to accept Yeshua. And we don't even find that, really, that he's speaking about Yeshua in any sense of the word. He's just being, again and again, repeating the Krisis Bris. But Rashi's trying to explain the word Nitzavim. That's why he brings the word Matseva in the other places. So where in the word Matseva lies the idea of going from a parnas to parnas? Rashi coined the phrase here, it's not a chazal, lefikach osayis matseva. That's why he created a situation matseva, because they're going from parnas to parnas. Also the lashon Rashi lezarzim, that he did it to be mezarez them, he should have said he did it to they should be mekabla lehem Yeshua. Yeah, you find a little bit early also that, you know, he's being mitzvah them on Yeshua. The word lezarzim is ki'ilu, they should do the mitzvahs, b'yesaseis. It's very hard to understand where the b'yesaseis is. I mean, he gathered them together because they're going to New Parnas, and you have to get people, even though they're reluctant to do it, to go to New Anhaga to accept it. But the lezarzim part seems to be mashma that the matzeva will make that it'll be better, it'll be stronger for some reason. We need to explain that, to understand that. The Medrash in Shmois, when it speaks about the different parts of the Mishkan and the different inyanim, the zeh keneged zeh, so it says one of the things is it says that the krashim oimdim is keneged the malachim that are oimdim, and it says just like by malachi, by Kodesh, it says that. It says Yisrael's doim lo malachim shem oimdim. By malachim, it says they're oimdim, and Klal Yisrael is atem nitzavim. So the atem nitzavim of Klal Yisrael over here is keneged, is parallel to the malachim that are oimdim, and that's the krashim that are oimdim are doim to malachim that are oimdim. It says srofim oimdim imal loy. Srofim stand above kaviyochel around the kisa kovet. And Klai Yisrael's got Atem Nitzavim. L'chura, we know that Malachim are called Oimdim to their detriment. It says that V'nesatecho Mahalchim ben Oimdim Eilu, and tons of Mepharshim explain that an Adam is a Mahalach, a Malach is an Oimid. A Malach can't grow. A Malach is exactly what he is, and not better, not worse. An Adam is somebody who is a mahalach. He's oimed. Vayelach Moshe, a person grows and continues. So what's the maila? I mean, it's almost a kasha. Klal Yisrael is called nitzavim. Just like malachim are nitzavim, so to kasha nitzavim. Well, I thought Kaisel's milas that they're aimed, that they're holchim and not nitzavim. Nitzavim would be to their detriment. One more nekuda in the medrash over here in parashas nitzavim by us. It says atem nitzavim ayoyim. Zeshama kosov hafoich rishoyim ve'enom ubeis tzadikim yamoid. It's a Pesach for this parasha. The parasha is Atem Nitzav Mayoyim. Zer Shom HaKosov says HaFoich Rishoyim Ve'enom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tosses Rishoyim and they're not around. Beis Tzadikim Yamod, but the house of Tzadikim stands. Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistakel Maseim Shol Rishoyim Mahapich Behem. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Maseim Shol Rishoyim and he turns them upside down, Elem Tkuma, they cannot come back again. They have no way of recuperating. Hipech b'maseim shal dar amavul esem tkuma. He tossed around the dar amavul, they had no tkuma. Shem v'yipech kol ha'ikuv. Hipech b'maseim shal shestoyim, b'maseim shal mitzrayim, and so on. Bavul goes the longest. Avul, Yisrael neiflim v'oimdin. Chalai Yisrael is neiflim v'oimdin. So the Tanchuma is defining the Atem Mitzvah Mayom Klal Yisrael as vis-a-vis the Afech Rishoyim Ve'enom. So I saw here the Socher Shabbos says over here that it can't be talking about, I think maybe the Rebbe Pshis also says it, but it's a word in that Cheder. It can't be talking about the Maisa Rav Rishoyim. I mean, of course, the Maisa, what does it mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the better Rishoyim and they don't have Tekuma. Of course not. It's talking about the good of Rishoyim, and the good of the Rishoyim does not stand in their stead on a good day, on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahapich Behem. So the Chazal here are pointing out a difference between Maseim Shal Rishoyim, Maseim Toivim Rishoyim, versus Maseim Toivim of Tzadikim. Maseim Toivim of Rishoyim, they have Maseim Toivim, they can have Maseim Toivim, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mehapich Behem, it does not hold up. Maseim Kein Tzadikim, our Pasuk of Erev Atem Nitzavim tells us that it stands, withstands even Hipuch. So we have to understand, there's some sort of definition over here of a distinction between Maisim Toivim of Tzadikim and Maisim Toivim of Rishoyim. And it expresses itself in the concept of the Hipuch and so on and so forth. So let's try to understand a little bit this inyan over here of Matseva and so on. The Pasuk says, Ki Eini Hashem Elokecha Shom Meireishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he is Ashkocha Retzen Eretz Yisrael, from the Reishis Shana till Achris Shana. So the Gemara says, what's Mireishis Shana? Mireishis Hashana Achris Shana. It's from Reish Hashana till the end of the year, HaKadosh Baruch who's done Reishisoy Maya B'Soyfoy. There's something very, very not, in the literal pshat, there's something very, very strange. How do we understand it? At the end of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the books, and he says, okay, Rosh Hashanah to us really is the end of the year, and Rosh Hashanah is the day of the new year, so that we can look back at the books, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we did good, we didn't do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyz Gzeiris. Those Gzeiris are forever. Now, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyz Rosh Hashanah, Gzeiris, that mitzidam, there's no real end. But come next Rosh Hashanah, and there's again a reckoning, and so on and so forth. In other words, the moment in the year that stands correct is Rosh Hashanah. There's the beginning of the year, and every Rosh Hashanah we have to start anew, and we're done on what was, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geizer. But where is there a concept of Achris Shana? The Reishis Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. That exists. It's been made like that. If it's for instance, when I speak about the first day of class, I'm talking about a very definite point. The last day just means there's nothing afterwards. There's no shivas. The pasuk is being mitzayin two dates, Aleph Tishrei and Chav Tes El. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeir Tulchav Tasela? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeir is Gzeir. This Baruch Hu's Ani, the next Rosh Hashanah, we take a look again, and we see, well, what do we need to be Gaiz on him? If we need to change, we change. If not, not. But why is it as if the Gzeir itself lasts only for a certain point and so on? So this Inyan touches on a very, very, a very fundamental Nekuda in Inyan of Aveda and so on. We know that Eina Bracha Mitzuya Ela B'Dava Somina Ayin. That as long that when we haven't counted anything and we haven't measured it and so on, it's still possible for things to expand, become bigger, add to it, since it's not Mais Nisim, since it's not yet come into the realm of numbered, quantified, since it hasn't been quantified yet, the quantity can change because Bruch is only sorry that. Once a person has measured his Kri and weighed it and so on, there's no longer Bruch in it. That's very true in the world of Bracha. It's also true, Chas v'Shalom, the Hefech. L'mashal, let's give an example. It says that Haroitza La'abed Moisav, if a person wants to ma'abed Moisav, Yiska Po'alim V'lo Yamra Gabeim. He should rent Po'alim and not stand on top of them. It's not just a practical Nekuda that, listen, people steal money, Po'alim steal money, and if you're not watching, they will walk off with the safe, with the money, and so on. It's telling me the flip side of the Mahalach of Bracha in a Dava Samina Ayin. Just like Dava Samina Ayin is something that doesn't allow for Bracha to be Chal, it also doesn't allow for Chassid to be Chal, because it's Mesuyim now. It's clear. If a person dips his hand and takes, I have a pile of money, and he takes them and takes money from the pile. There's no hagdara for what he took, and b'meila can't exactly accuse him of what he, of how much he took and so on. Once there's a clear count, so whatever is taken has to be accounted for. There are two points on defining something. There's a beginning point, and the end point is a point of definition. It gives the entire thing a metzias. Something that does not have an endpoint does not have a metzias. It does not have a metzias mugderes. It does not have a definable metzias. And b'meila, as far as we're concerned, it has no metzias. So the possibility of having a dover mesuyim is only possible if it has a siyum. Something is definite if it has a point that defines it, and the point that defines it is the end point. That defines something. So we lose the ability of ribui. Bracha is something where things are misrabe, not in proportion to where it came from, like we've spoken many times about the inyan of bracha. Bracha is where things can, as long as there's a yesh, it becomes more. Once I have, but when I cap it, is when I give it mitzias in this world. I've said over many times, I think it's about Tanya says in the Gemara, I think it's a Rami says, in the Gemara in Tainis, that it says, varikoyse lechem bracha ad beli dai. So it says, my ad beli dai. So Rami says that it's, the pasuk says, "I will give you an endless bracha," and the Gemara says, "What's endless?" And Rami says that it's Rami Barav. He says, "Until you become tired of saying die." So they ask. I mean, normally Chazal expand the pasuk. It's not 10 makis, it's 20, it's 250 makis, not 250 makis, it's 400 makis. Chazal drushes is expands the pasuk. Rami Bar Rav is limiting the pasuk. He's saying that it was, the Ad Beli Dai means endless. There is no Dai. And he says, no, it means till you get tired of saying die. You get tired of saying die at some point. A person is limited, he's human, his lips have just the X amount of koyach. So he's making the pasuk less than it is. And the answer is that it is something, to have an infinite amount is to have nothing. If you have beligvul, then you don't have anything. It's only when you have something with a gvul, you have something. Then you have another one. It's like you take out a candy, and then the next candy comes. The next candy comes. But each one is a defined quantity. It has to be a davar mesuyim. And if a person wants to make a kinyan, one of the things for chlipin is it has to be a davar mesuyim. It has to have a clearly defined object. And something that doesn't have an end is not defined. And in a certain sense, it doesn't exist for us. We don't have a mechanism of being toifis b'lisayif. Our mechanism works only if we have a davar mesuyim and a thing that's mugdar. So when he tells him we're getting a bracha, ad b'lidai means the greatest amount that we can hold, and when that's over, we can get it again. But it has to have discrete units. It has to be pieces. It can't be endless, or else we don't have anything. The Kohen Gadol Moshe, it says, the me'il that he wore, there was an interesting halacha. It says there was a safa saviv lefiv lo yikora. It had to have a seam, the thing wove back into itself, so that it has an end, so that it has so to speak a seam, so that it doesn't rip. In other words, defining it with a seam ends the beged, but it also allows it not. It defines the beged. If a person weaves a beged and it leaves the strands hanging, so it falls apart because it doesn't really have an end to it. There's no point that marks the end of the kasonis. It's when, the meal, when I have the end, that's when it keeps it and preserves it. So that end point is something which, by defining it, gives it a certain mitzvah. Let's go back to our inyan here. Rashi says that when a person, when Klal Yisrael went from Parnas leParnas, they needed to have a matseva. So we ask, the lechur de matseva means to help them be makabel the new person. Then that's not and that's not good. So that's not something that matseva does. It happens to be you need to assemble everybody. You say, Rabbi, say, let's get together. But it's not the assembly. It's the dvarim that tell them to be makabel him. No, Rashi means something else. Rashi means something much deeper here. When you go from a parnas to a parnas, it's a mahalach in life that you there are different tkufas, and each tkufa accomplishes what it means to accomplish. There's a sakana in that since there's a change, the whole thing becomes amorphous. So, Lamarshal, let's say we look at somebody. Let's give an example. We have one person who we ask him, what did you do in school? He says, I wandered from course to course. I took 1 year chemistry, and 1 year I took biology, and 1 year I did this, and 1 year I did that. And we look at that person, and we say to ourselves, he's another nut. He's shifty. He doesn't have the staying power. He's aimless. So a person who did that, we call that aimless. But if a person tells us, I wanted to study medicine, so I needed a year of chemistry, and I needed a year of biology, and I needed a year of practical practice, etc., etc. So then, yes, he did four different things in 4 years, but each one was a clearly defined mini tachlis. The tachlis of this is to learn this, the tachlis of this is to learn this, the tachlis of this is to learn this. So the person who, the first person, did a cholent of things, and his life has been just one big cholent. the other person did things, he took step by step by step. So Klal Yisrael goes through and they have a Moshe Rabbeinu and Hagga, and they're very into Moshe Rabbeinu and Hagga and so on and so forth. And then they do Yeshua and it's different. So I guess Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't so good. And then they go on to Shmuel, and then they go on to this, they go on to that. And what happens is they don't have anything from anybody. It loses itself. It's kind of, we weren't doing it right by Moshe, and we kind of changed it by Yeshua, and then we went back to Shmuel, and then we did this and that, the other thing. That would be a klala. The Matseva gives a definition to each and every single step. There was Anhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the first Anhaga in Klal Yisrael. And by the fact that it has an end to it, it didn't just end because Moshe Rabbeinu happened to die. It ended because Moshe Rabbeinu's Anhaga ended on that day. On Zayin Adar, on the 40th year, that the Tkufas Moshe is from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, before they went out, and 40 years later, on Zayin Adar, it finishes. That's Tkufas Moshe. The Matseva means that they stood. He came to a stop. They didn't float in from Moshe to Yeshua. He stopped and he said, "Rabbi, say Ad Kan Akaf Rishena, Ad Kan Hanhagas Moshe Rabbeinu." That defined Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhaga as an entity. When they finished with Yeshua and they had to go to the next one, the Ad Kan Yeshua, next one, Ad Kan Shmuel, and so on. The Matseva gave definition to the entire Tkufa. But by halting to a stop, to coming to a complete stop, it created an entity into itself. And that's and we'll speak later what the Lazarism is, how that is a Zeros. We pointed out that Chazal say that Klal Yisrael have the Madrega Malachim, that they are Nitzavim, and we asked, isn't Adam's Meiler is a Mahalach? And the answer is, Adirabba. If a person is just a Mahalach, the biggest klal in the Torah, next to Misa in a certain sense, is Novenot. A Rotzeach B'Shegeg is a Novenot. A Kayin was a Novenot. Golos is Misa. So it's a version of Misa. The Hanhaga of Halicha in itself is not in any sense a Maila unless it incorporates Nitzavim as well. If we can stop at a point, that's a Maila. In other words, a Malach's Maila is that he's very Mesuyim. Rifal is Rifuan, Gabriel is Gevura, and so on. An Adam can do many things, but not as a jack of all trades. He also needs to define Adkan Tkufas Chesed. Now is the Tkufa of Torah. Now is the Adkan Tkufas Torah. Now is the Tkufa of Veda. And so on. By incorporating the Maila of Oimdim, that adds immeasurably to Adam. Halicha Ad Ein Soif is Golos, and it's a mini Misa. It's halicha that has matzevas, that has stopping points. If you think about it, even mitzad halicha itself, malachim, Chazal describe as flying. Whatever it means, it's a mashal that we can learn up from it, the finyanim. Flying means you go from point A to point B, and that's it. You go to your tachlis. Halicha is, every step is a defined entity. Step one, step two, step three. Flying has no defined entities. So in Adam himself, even as halicha, there's a certain definition to each step. But the incorporating the maila of nitzavim is a necessity. Malachim have that maila. Adam is a bigger than a malach because he has halicha and he has the maila of the malachim in the nitzavim. And that's the oimik of what the Tanhuma says, that and the Beis Tzadikim is the Oilam Oimed. We're not talking about the Be'er of Hashoyim. The Be'er of Hashoyim is bad. But it says, Hashoyim Amleim Mitzvahs Kerimon, and so on. the problem is, it's just like in a rimon, the mitzvahs are little scattered seeds. There's no rhyme or reason. It's not like, you know, you can take off the shell and you have the pure fruit, whatever it is. It's just scattered. A rasha has two problems. A, the averus he does. And secondly, even the good that he does is a helter-skelter good. It's not part of anything. It has no beginning, has no end. It's spread out, dispersed. It's not in any way defined. So that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehafech it, it doesn't go anyplace. A person who's a Baal Chesed, and he wants to Chesed, and something blows him off course, goes through a hot kufa, but when he begins to come to himself, he realizes himself as a Baal Chesed. Someone who's a Rasha, he did a lot of chasarim, he's a good-hearted person, he did this, he did that. But if something happens, he becomes very bitter in his trial of Rishonis, he doesn't go back to being a Baal Chesed, because he wasn't a Baal Chesed ever. It wasn't a defined entity. It was helter-skelter. Oh, this guy really touched my heart. This guy did this, this guy that. It did not have a quality of being defined, and therefore it doesn't stand up. So a tzaddik, when he is chas v'shalom, has to go through some ayin shim. When a kashbaruch is mehafich b'mayisov, it still stands. It's like something that has an inherent structure. You have these type of materials today that you can bend and twist and turn, and it, quote-unquote, has memory, it comes back to its original metzias. What's the pshat? It has an inner structure. The structure is flexible. You can twist it away, but it has an internal structure to it, and it'll come back to it. Material doesn't have it is b'mikra. B'mikra, the molecules are aligned this way. If you push it, pull it, turn it, whatever it is, it aligns differently. There's no reason why it's going to come back, because it wasn't part of any structure, the original metzias. The Sfarim all speak about the parishes of Nitzavim always being the last Shabbos and being Meramis to the Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah, of Reish Hashanah, and Achr Hashanah. We have to understand that this Mahalach of Reishis and Achris is a mahalach that's nogea in the big scope, like we said before, when they go from Haga to Haga. The muscle. One of our problems is a person has a tkuf in life of very intense learning. A person learns in Eretz Yisrael, a person learns in yeshivas, a person comes back, a person gets married, a person goes out in his vesparnis. Many times, the problem is that they sort of flow seamlessly one into another. And then a person begins to become down. In other words, I was learning very, very stark, completely shakur for 2 years, and now it's not the same. So, let's give a marshal. In a cheshbon in business, a person, let's say we wouldn't have an end of year closing of the books. And I'd ask the person, how are you doing in business? Many people will say, you know what, I happen to have a surplus now, but money comes and goes, and I don't know. I can never sit down and say, oh, I did well in business. I can never do it. It's very depressing. Because, today it's good, tomorrow it's not so good, maybe the after is also not going to be good. If I have a yearly reckoning where I close the books on a certain date, and then I start next year, I can say this year was a great year. I was $1 million in the plus. Next year was a more difficult year, and so on. It allows me to get a sense of success. And that's why a person is mizaris. If I close the books and I add up the cheshbonis at the end of the year, I did well, it pushes me well for the next year. But if I would never to close the books, I don't know, you know, some days it's good, some days not so good, and it seemed to be more money now than ever was, but you know, money can go, money can come, and so on and so forth. I can't define it as good until the day I die. When a person moves from tkufa to tkufa in his life, if he doesn't pause and doesn't make a stop and does not consolidate, then he'll never be happy. He'll never be successful. 2 years ago I was learning. Now I'm not learning so well, b'mikra. So what? So the whole thing is gone, because I don't have any place to freeze it and say, oh, a good year, a good year, a good year, a good year. Meiresis hashanat achreshana is a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that the anhaga of mishpat goes a year at a time. Meiresis, the gzeiros of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mishpat, we asked, isn't that Kadosh Baruch Hu just goes generally, and every Rosh Hashanah he reevaluates? No. The pasuk says not like that. Ein Hashem akech Hashem tamid meiresis hashanat achreshana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines a year. He says there's a beginning, and if there's a beginning, there's an end. And the anhaga of this year was anhaga X, and anhaga of next year is Y, and Z, and so on and so forth. It allows us to stop and to give it a metzias. The achris shana the word achris means end, and the word achris means hope also in Lashon Kodesh. It's something that tikva v'achris. It's mizar as a person, because a person can say, I have something. I have a good year. So it's mizar as a person, because he can go weiter with it. The person has to understand that life is not one big chont. Life is something that goes with steps. There's an haga Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a person of a tkufa of tremendous bracha and atzlocha. There's an haga where a person, it goes to nisayin. There's an haga where this. Every an haga is a parnis. Every an haga is a certain step in Klal Yisrael's development. Just like if a person, it takes different subjects. If a person takes, it goes to different classes. It's not one medley. It's each one is its own mitzias and mini mitzias. And a person needs to make that type of cheshva nefesh. I always say, when we talk about making cheshva nefesh, instinctively, everybody feels he has to sit down with a pencil and figure out what averis he did and what he did wrong and how he messed up. Anyone who's a bal nefesh, the first time you do it, it's a very, very traumatic experience, and you're really very, very down, and you make tremendous resolutions. The eighth or ninth time you do it, you say the heck with it. I mean, if a person opens a business once, twice, three times, four times, five times, it's not, and it fails each time, at some point he crosses the line between optimism to fantasizer, and he's a meshugna if he continues. There's no way a person can sit down every Rosh Hashanah, and it's not right. I mean, so everybody's a Rosh always every year. It doesn't move a person anywhere. And it does not, and it can't be in the big cheshbon. It can't be the whole emes. Certainly we did plenty of things wrong. Certain things is a tikkun. A person has to understand every year that he spent had in itself an element of anhaga toiva. It had in itself, a person grew every year. Let a person sit down every year and make a cheshbon of what did he, how far has he grown in the last year? Where was he a year ago, and where is he now? And every person did grow tremendously. Forget about the things that went wrong, but the things that went right are things that really, really happened. And it's not, there's almost nobody. Certain, Aten, Savyam, Kulcham, everybody here certainly has that. Let a person say, this year is where I went learning. This year is where I went in terms of sensitivity to Ruchnius, where I went in terms of learning how to deal with other people. Even the crisis a person has usually taught a person something, and he's a different person because of it. If a person has to learn to give a metzias to the things that happened. Our biggest problem is that our lives are continuous, and we have no way, we're always never sure are we in the plus and the minus, because I don't know. There's no stopping point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an haga of Meireishis Hashanah Achris Shanah. He created an haga of a starting point and a stopping point that allows us to define years. What was this year about? Let's say a person didn't learn all that well, but a person sobered up and a person says, this is a year that taught me that if I don't do this, if I pashk around, it's not going to work. And I think I have a much deeper grasp of that. I really feel it now. And so on. Everything, there's the very positive side. Every year is an hug in a person's growth. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu meant it for. So in the cheshbon ha-nefesh of going from period of life to period, and certainly in big periods, the tkuf of Eretz Yisrael, the tkuf of Eretz Yisrael, the tkuf of getting married, the tkuf of going out, each tkufa is a self-contained entity. If to be a mahalach, you need to have discrete steps. And you need to be able to sit back and make that cheshbon. If a person will make those cheshbonis of an honest cheshbon of where he's grown in the year, it's a tremendous zeros for the person. The person will say, in a year, I went from point A to point B in terms of my understanding. And even the failures, if a person is bal nefesh, the failures add up as well. You know, this is a year I had a rough year getting along with my spouse. And I think I've come to understand, it took me a year to understand that this is the way I should interact with people. It was a year that I pashkin learning, but I've come to the realization that the problem starts with this, and this is the there I have to go. So that year was not a wasted year. It was a year that the person had to try 99 light bulbs that didn't work, and now he's at the 100 that does work. There's a growth in that. If the person is mature enough to sit down and make that cheshbon nefesh, it's there. The making a matseva, if for a person's avoda to be meaningful, so that it stands up to the test of time and life, it has to be with matseva. Hafoich rishayim veineno. The test of things is when you start scrambling them, does it come back again or not? For the person that sees his life as a series of buildings, if a person built a building and someone knocked out the first floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, he still has floor standing, he still has foundations, he still has plans. If a person built a sandcastle, then if it's gone, it's gone. A sandcastle has no metzias, it's just sand that happened to be piled on, it's the end of it. Now's a time of summing up tkufa. Now's a time in Ruchnius where we move from year to year. For many of us, these are years in life. I mean, a person goes through all elementary school, it's almost one tkufa. In high school, it's also very much. These are the years now when every year is really a separate tkufa in life as well. And the key to holding on to it, we find Chazal, the chshivas of chasima, hakol goes after the chasima, it's not get the peiris, and it's not get the brachas. Things go basa the chosim. And if a person has to do it with his mind, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu to gather back together and make a matseva. If we do it in our minds, we take together the pieces, and we make a matseva, we stand and consolidate and understand where that step was, that becomes the zeros to go to the next planets and the next planets, next planets.
Everything in? Yeah, I'm cool.